Candy Staton has lived a lot of musical lives. She started out as a child gospel singer. In the early 70s, she was a Southern soul hitmaker out at the legendary Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
I'd rather be lonely than to lose you.
Candy Staton had another incarnation as a disco queen. There was a club hit on the British rave scene along the way, and now Candy Staton is out with a new album. It's her 27th. Some of the songs, including this one, were recorded back in Muscle Shoals at Fame Studios.
I ain't easy to love. Scars have made me black and blue. But I feel a lot less broke.
The album is called Life Happens, and Candy Staton joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
You know, they say, you know, people have second acts. I think with you, you've had many, many acts over the course of your life.
Oh, my God. I look at this album as an anthology of my life. Each song tells a story of some of the things that I've endured and gone through and come out smelling like a rose, and I thank God for that.
I hear a lot of ache in this voice on this song.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, please forgive me, darling, when I ain't easy to love.
Yeah, I like the song because it says I'm not easy to love. You know, a lot of times we go through things, and it's like each time you go through hardship, it teaches a lesson. And I remember when I was younger, I could endure a lot more than I, as my grandkids, a lot more than I do now. My patience is not quite as good as it was back then, because you're not easy to love, because scars have made you black and blue, especially a lot of abuse that you go through in life.
And you've talked about that before, about a string of abusive relationships you were in, your own alcoholism and depression over the years.
Right. Sometimes you drink to try to forget. And I know I saw my father, you know, drink a lot when I was a little girl. But when it came my turn, I would say I can quit anytime. I can quit anytime I get ready. But when I got ready to quit, I couldn't. And so I was hooked for about 8 years, and I couldn't do a song without it. I felt empty. I felt like I wasn't wearing something I needed to wear. But I got delivered from that. I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry and delivered me from my pain. So I've been doing really good since then.
I want to ask you about the town where you're from, Hanceville, Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah, I was born there.
What are your memories of Hanceville?
I remember the serenity. I remember the quietness at night and the black of night. We could see the stars so clearly. So we'd sit on the porch, and we would sing and hum songs to keep ourselves entertained, because we had no radio, no TV, none of that. We grew up with the barest of necessities, well water. Three of us girls slept in the same bed, and we were really down home country.
Do you remember when you first felt the power of music and of your own voice in particular?
When I was 5 years old, all we knew, like I said before, we had no radio or anything, so we'd go to church all the time.
Yeah.
So I started to learn old hymns, and a neighbor of ours heard me singing one day around the house. I was belting it.
Oh, you were playing a belter at age 5?
Oh, yeah, I was belting it. And she said, I'm going to tell the pastor, and she told the pastor, and I sung the song on that Sunday. Then he started taking us with him, you know, taking my sister and I. We would harmonize together and take us with him when he preached away from our home church. And by the time I was 13, I was recording with a group called the Jewel Gospel Trio out of Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I met Sam Cooke, Lou Rawls, Aretha Franklin, Ruth Staples singers, everybody that, you know, that was in the gospel music industry at that time. We were big time. We would go all over the country singing with them.
Well, I want to take you back a bit. I want to play an old recording for you of This Is You singing with the Jewel Gospel Trio from 1956.
Jesus.
Now, is that you singing lead there?
Yes.
It is. Mistaken. You would have been a teenager then. What's it like to hear that now?
You know, my voice hasn't changed that much.
You don't think?
I might not be able to reach those notes now. That's fun listening.
And the feeling is still there. The feeling's the same.
Yeah. Oh, the excitement of being out there with all these people. From where we came from in Alabama, just picture it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like culture shock. To get with all these people that you admired so much all of your life. There you are on the same stage. You know, hey, I thought I'd die and gone to heaven.
I'm trying to imagine this. So you're out there, you're on the gospel circuit with these legends, Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, the Staples Singers.
Yeah.
Do you have memories of that, of what that was like?
Oh, yeah, vivid memories. I never forget that. I remember the first time I met Mahalia. I was so enamored by her. She was such an icon in my eyesight as a little girl. And I was peeping through her keyhole to her dressing room, and she had a keyboard player, Marion, her name was. And she said, "Do you want to meet her?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And so I went into her room, and I got my little head down, and I'm smiling, and I'm holding my little hands together and my little pigtails hanging down. And I said, "Hi." She said, "Hey, sweetheart, how are you? Come here and give me a hug." And I gave her the biggest hug. She just hugged me so tight. And I went outside the door and just started screaming, jumping up and down. "I saw Mahalia! I saw Mahalia!"
I'm talking with singer Candy Staton. Her new album is titled Life Happens. And Miss Staton, you have a warning song on this new album. It's called Beware. She's after you. Know where I'm going,
girls.
She's after your man.
Girls, can I give you a little bit of wisdom?
And this is a song you wrote,
see,
right?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Like my sister Maggie always says, people change, but not much. Beware. She's after your man.
This is a cautionary tale, I think.
Yeah, it's
beware,
true.
Beware, she's after your man. Ooh,
I guess it kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Do you figure that the title of this album sums up your philosophy pretty much? Life Happens, you've called it?
Yeah, it does. You can't predict tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. You can be ever so happy today. And tomorrow you may not have a dime. Life happens. I could have given up, threw my hands up, you know, by the names these guys call me, by the blows that I've taken in my body. I have 5 children that I had to raise by myself. I could have given up many times, but I was determined that I was never going to give up, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And that's what I live by.
Ms. Staton, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gotta get my hands on my emotions, said I'll never fall again. My life is turning around and around. This is where my song began.
Candy Staton's new album is titled Life Happens.
Every direction, can't seem to grasp a thing. My mind